This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States Secretary of Defense has overridden a plea agreement for the accused 9/11 mastermind and two other defendants. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overrode a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. The action comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Some families of the attack's victims condemned the deal for cutting off any possibility of full trials and possible death penalties. Republicans were quick to fault the Biden administration for the deal, although the White House said after it was announced, it had no knowledge of it. Norman Hall, Washington.
Anthony D. Romero, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, released a statement criticizing the decision. Quote, Secretary Austin dishonored an agreement reached after years of hard work and painstaking consultation by all the parties involved. The ACLU plans to challenge the decision in court. An Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank killed a Hamas commander and four Islamic Jihad fighters on Saturday. Lauren Anthony from Reuters.
The Israeli military said the first airstrike hit a vehicle near the city of Tulkarm, targeting a militant cell it says was on its way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad groups claimed the other four men involved there as its fighters. Hours later, a second Israeli strike targeted another group of armed militants who Israel's military says had fired on troops. It added that forces had killed four more gunmen in that strike. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five men had been killed in the first strike. And news agency Wafa said four people died in the second.
That was Lauren.